Maverick Early Readers. The Jelly That Wouldn't Wobble by Angela Mitchell, illustrated by Sarah Horn. This is Purple Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Princess Lolly wriggled and jiggled on her throne. It was her 89th birthday party. "Where's my special jelly?" she asked. "Here, Your Highness," replied the guard. The cook and his assistant proudly carried in the special jelly. Everyone gasped. The jelly was glorious. Princess Lolly squealed with excitement. She prodded the jelly and then looked puzzled. "This jelly doesn't wobble," cried Princess Lolly in horror. The cook prodded the jelly too.
"Doesn't wobble?
Doesn't wobble?" said the cook in a fluster. "Of course it wobbles, Your Highness. It's jelly." "I say this jelly doesn't wobble," screeched the princess. She prodded the jelly again and again and again. It didn't wobble. "I want my jelly to wobble. Why won't my jelly wobble?" she yelled. A royal tear rolled down her cheek. Everyone looked at the jelly in wonder. "I don't want to be eaten," growled the jelly. Princess Lolly slumped on her throne. "Melt that jelly," boomed the princess. "Your Highness, no," begged the cook. "Think of the mess, Your Highness," said the guard. Princess Lolly thought for a moment. "I will give 1,001 chocolate coins to anyone who can make this jelly wobble," announced the princess. Everyone gasped. "I'll prod it with my walking stick," said the oldest guest. That didn't work. "Rock the table," shouted the twin guests. That didn't work. "Scare it," the royal window cleaner hollered. He pulled some horrible faces. That didn't work. The jelly still refused to wobble. "I won't wobble, and that's that," screamed the jelly. Princess Lolly turned red with anger. The cook turned white with worry. "I know how to make it wobble," said the smallest guest. "You do?" boomed the princess. "Yes, Your Highness," said the smallest guest proudly. "Make the jelly really, really, really cold. Then it will shiver and wobble." "Wonderful," said the cook, excited. "Go on then," Princess Lolly ordered. "We need ice cream," whispered the smallest guest to the cook. "Of course," gasped the cook. The guard fetched a wobbly old ladder and the royal ice cream scoop. The cook placed 3 scoops of Tutti Frutti ice cream on top of the jelly. Everyone held their breath. The jelly tried very hard not to shiver. The ice cream began to melt and trickle down the jelly's sides. "I saw something move," gasped the smallest guest. "Oh, please, Wobble," begged the cook. "Brrr," the jelly suddenly shivered. "Brrr," it shivered again, rocking this way and that. Soon it was quivering and quaking, trembling and shaking. What a spectacle! The guests moved back in fear, and the cook began to cry. Princess Lolly stared in wonder at the jelly as it wobbled and wibbled and wobbled, just as a royal jelly should. The hungry guests cheered, and so did the cook. "Silence!" cried Princess Lolly. There was an instant hush. "Now we can eat jelly!" the princess cried. "Phew!" sighed the cook. And they did. The end.